My name is Ralph Rogers. My father had a drugstore downtown on the corner of Mangum Parish Street, which he started in about 1911. I worked in that store from the time I was, I guess, 6 years old, and all during high school. And then after the war, I went to pharmacy school and was registered in 1949. And my father retired and ended up selling the store in 1962. But I have continued to have interest in the businesses downtown, and even though I'm no longer located business-wise downtown, several of us had started a wholesale drug distribution center, and that was the reason for selling the store when I went in to manage that business in 1962, and then I retired in 1988. But I'm still taking pictures.
Tell me about DDA, just briefly.
DDA, we started in about 1954, and the organization lasted until about 1971, I guess. As I mentioned earlier, it was made up of a number of business people, interested business people. Well, we had these surveys made, and we found that Durham in the 30s ranked second and third in most categories, such as sales, manufacturing activities, sales tax receipts, wholesale sales. And we found that from 1945 to 1955, we had dropped to fifth and sixth place in the state rankings. And this was of great concern, and we, those of us were very interested in trying to do something to find out what was the problem and what could be done to improve that situation. So some progress was made, but in the meantime, shopping centers came along, and the retail stores moved out. And when they did that, the customers moved out. There were 48 doctors had their office down on Main Street. There were 8 drug stores. And now there's 1 drug store and no doctors. They all moved when the hospital was very active, which was Watts Hospital, and then became Durham County Regional Hospital. And the doctors all moved out to that area to have their offices close to the hospital.